And that means it's time for us to bring in Mike Conzi. It's time for us to check sports. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You know, it's interesting when you're the thing that had the abscess is almost completely gone now. But now that the abscess itself is gone, I can feel the two places in my gums that have the infection. You know, now the whole mouth doesn't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that means I've got a double-barreled dentist visit on Friday. A doubleheader.
And it's good luck.
And it's not a day-nighter.
That stinks.
Yeah. Well, hey, the Mets are doing their job against Cleveland.
See, I knew you'd say that.
They are.
Cleveland's screwing the pooch, taking a line from a movie.
They are. There, yeah.
First and third, one out. Taylor-made double play, hit to the first baseman. The shortstop has the ball at second base, has his arm cocked in the air, ready to throw. And what happened?
The pitcher
didn't cover first.
Oh, my gosh.
Game's over. Even Keith Hernandez said it. Game's over. No way you should lose that game. They lost. Hands screwed up. So not only did he not cover first, then he continued to throw balloons up there, hanging sliders, and the Mets took advantage of it and won. So that's two games in a row that Cleveland errors and misplays led to the Mets win. To the Mets' credit, they took advantage of it, but in Major League Baseball, you can't make plays or not make plays that you make watching little leaguers play. How does a first baseman not cover first? A pitcher not cover first?
Yeah.
That's you learn that in high school.
Yep.
His first move was home. There was a ground ball to first with a man on third. Why are you backing up home? You can't get there in time, first of all. And your first movement's to first base because a double play ends the inning, run don't score, you win the game. He totally, totally blew it. Francona, after the bad play of Cleveland on Tuesday night, he had to be fuming after last night's game. But to their credit, the Mets won.
All right.
The Yankees, all choked up again. Can't keep hitting home runs and winning baseball games. It doesn't work. That's what the Yankees tried to do last night again, and they lost 6-4.
Who hit the home runs for them?
The guy that was throwing up the gopher balls for the Yankees when he was relief pitching, and that guy Ford, he hit the home run.
Oh, okay.
That was it. Hap lasted a long four innings again last night, and the lack of pitching and lack of hitting cost the Yankees another game.
All right. Where else do you want to go in sports?
Stay with baseball. How'd you like to give up two hits, two home runs, lose a game?
I wouldn't like it at all.
That's what Verlander did last night. He went nine innings, because they went nine innings, 11 strikeouts, no walks, gave up two hits, two home runs, they lose the game 2-1. Not only did they lose the game 2-1, this was one of the biggest betting lines in baseball history last night. Houston was almost a 6-1 favorite against Detroit, meaning you had to lay 600 to win 100 if you're betting on Houston. Houston lost.
Amazing.
Yeah. Tell me about it. Can't blame Verlander for this one. 11 strikeouts, no walks, two gopher balls on the... and he's the guy that complained about the baseballs before the All-Star break. They lose 2-0.
Yeah, a couple of other pitchers just said it's so obvious. Look at Freelander's, how many home runs he normally gives up.
And take I think a look he's at second in the league with home runs.
Yeah,
he gave up like 33 or something.
Yeah, and you check his record before this year.
Yeah, it's not like that.
No, not at all.
Nope. And you can't say, well, his pitching's deteriorated. No walks and 11 strikeouts in nine innings.
No.
His pitching's not deteriorating.
Yeah. People make
balls deteriorating.
If people make contact with that rubber ball, and
it
flies. All they have to do is get it in the air now in most modern stadiums. Get it in the air.
It's a leather coated field hockey ball, is what it is.
And you still see it to this day. You see outfielders going back to the fence, looking like, it's a pop fly. I've got a chance for it.
It just keeps going.
And then it's like 10 rows in, yeah.
90% of them are the ones you just explained, or the ones where the outfielder doesn't move an inch.
Yeah.
Because it's going 900 feet.
Yeah. Amazing.
So the Yankees lost their third game in a row, so the big lead is coming into play right now. They're still nine games up, so they're in no threat of losing the division. But right now they're getting beat, got one more game left against the A's before they go to Los Angeles and play the Dodgers.
All right, well, we'll see what happens.
Yep, we will.
All right, I'll check with you. Oh, do we have anything for Saratoga today?
Yeah, yesterday we got screwed. The rains came, and they didn't scratch our horse off the turf. So that went down the drain with the water. But hopefully people, if they were playing, realized it was a turf race and it was a turf pick. So today we're going to go to the sixth race, mile and an eighth on the dirt. Don't have to worry about the rains coming. Maiden special weight running for 90 grand. My pick is the one horse, Lucky Curlin. This horse is stretching out to the distance he should be running after running 5.5 and 6 furlongs. Showed some late kick in both of those. This horse is by Curlin out of a hard-spun mare. Those two ran 1-2, I think, in the 2007 Breeders' Cup. So this horse is bred for the distance. Should get the job done. Play of the day is the one horse, Lucky Curlin.
All right. We'll check with you manana.
I'll be here.
Take care.
Take care, guys.
Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.